Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Again, it's the 8th day in the month of October 2025. The Lord is good and kind to us. Unseen, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Feed the Spirit. Feed the Spirit. Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 8, I Need Thee Every Hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 18 to chapter 20. Our memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 8 verse 9. Romans chapter 8 verse 9, we say it, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Our Bible reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16 to 18. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16 to 18. From verse 16 it reads, So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Today's Bible reading tells us that the flesh and the spirit are constantly at war, and the one we feed is the one that will win. To live above the flesh, a child of God must keep feeding and filling his or her spirit with the word of God. The story of Peter in Luke chapter 22 from verse 54 to 62 is very sobering. He was one of the disciples whom Jesus sent to some cities and towns to preach the gospel, and who returned with joy because the devils were subject to them, like we see in Luke chapter 10 verse 17. It was also present when Jesus fed the 5,000, like we see in Mark chapter 6 from verse 35 to 44, and raised Lazarus from the dead, like we see in John 11 from verse 1 to 44. At some point, he even walked on water, like we see in Matthew chapter 14 from verse 28 to 29. As long as Peter fed his spirit, the devil couldn't touch him. However, the moment he began to feed his ego by boasting that he would never deny Jesus, like in Matthew 26 from verse 34 to 35, he became weak spiritually. Jesus had warned Peter that the devil had targeted him to make him fall, like we see in Luke chapter 22 verse 31. But instead of running back to the secret place to fortify himself, he kept boasting about his inability to fall until he eventually fell. When you don't feed your spirit, you will become vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. You will become overly sensitive to offenses and will easily get annoyed and irritated by many things. Feeding your spirit must be regular exercise. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 34, Jesus said, Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, to overcome the evil of each day, you must feed your spirit every day. You must spend time in God's word. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You must also spend time in prayer, so that you won't become a victim of the enemy." Some pastors have become so familiar with the word that they don't see the need to study their Bibles and prayers before. They can cook up sermons in a short time, and this makes them think that they are okay spiritually. If you keep starving your spirit, it is only a matter of time before you become dry. Don't let the devil deceive you into thinking you are okay when you are not feeding your spirit. He wants to drain you so that he can conquer you. Beloved, feed your spirit every single day by studying the Word of God and fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. Today's open heaven comes to the reflection that says, have you been feeding your spirit or your flesh? Have you been feeding your spirit or your flesh? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.